All U.S. military branches are looking into the real-life practice of putting women on the front lines, how women in the military will perceive that, and how it could affect enlistment numbers. Krista D'Andrea is the Chief of Public Affairs for the Air Force Recruiting Service at Joint Base San Antonio Randolph. She served on active duty for 11 years. She says integration of women in these roles is the next logical step in the military.
I had the opportunity to work with some of the most courageous and professional women. We've got women who've contributed in unprecedented ways. They've served alongside men in Iraq and Afghanistan. Their record of performance has been nothing less than outstanding. And so the Department of Defense announcement, it's one more opportunity to allow women to serve their nation in various careers.
D'Andrea says it's too early to tell how this could affect the military's recruiting efforts. The Air Force will be partnering with the U.S. Special Operations Command and other services to review opening up the 7 remaining Air Force career fields still closed to women.
Each of the services will be submitting a detailed plan by May 15th for implementation. That's going to really give us a better idea of how these changes are going to be implemented across the Air Force.
D'Andrea says the 7 career fields closed include 3 officer and 4 enlisted fields in jobs like combat control officer and enlisted pararescue. 2013 marks the 20th anniversary of women being able to become combat pilots. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.